How are we doing, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, and buenos dias. Welcome back to the Sean Wood Channel with myself, Ron Swanson. I'm currently in my fiance's mother's kitchen. It's where we're at. So I'm getting major connection errors just as I've started this. Let me know if you can hear me and you can see me and if the connection is stable. Also, I apologize about the flickering. It is the big light in here. Ain't good. What is happening, everyone? I hope we're all having a good day. Now, sadly, we're sort of jumping in straight off the bat with some pretty awful news. A crazed individual decided to stab a mother and her young child yesterday. And it's just a bit mad. So we're going to play through this.
It's mad. In daylight, 11-year-old. It's mental, isn't it? For no reason.
Horrific. It was just, I was shocked. It just happened so quickly. The scream, the everything just happened so quick.
I mean, broad daylight, ow, in the middle of London, in one of the busiest streets, stabbed this young girl and her mother with a bread knife. I mean, what the fuck is going on? I mean, what is actually going on in this country right now? He went for the little girl, right? I know the mother's got, she must have like defensive wounds or something like that, because I know she was getting treated for some sort of wounds. But just wild. Now, there's a security guard who sort of retells what happened. And hang on one sec. Neighbor. That's one of Dan's relatives just speaking to me through the door here. So, give me a sec. So, it's just mad. All of this is just mad. Right, so, here we go. Sorry, I'm just reading new headlines as I'm skimming through this. Bear with me. Here we go. This is the one.
I heard a scream, and the moment I saw it, there was one person, roughly along maybe like mid-30s or early 30s, and he was like stabbing a kid. I saw that he was stabbing a kid. I jumped on him, hold the hand in which he was having a knife. And he just put him down on the floor and just hold him and pick the knife away from him. And then a couple of more people joined as well. And we just hold him until the police came. It took like maybe 3 to 4 minutes, police arrived. And then they just took him into the custody. And the child, just like all my colleagues, they gave him first aid. And in the meantime, police came also and they just gave the first aid. I just saw a kid who was getting stabbed and I just like tried to save her.
You just ran out of the shop and tried to save the child?
Yeah, I don't know. There were how many family members are there. Mom, what a guy. I just saw a kid being attacked. And
yeah, what an absolute legend. I mean, to think about how many people were there, it seems to be one of these things that once one person reacts, everyone sort of reacts, if that makes sense, in a situation like this. But how insane a situation to even be talking about. A little girl stabbed, 11 years old. It's wild. Fiona, so let me bring you up a headline. Maybe make it a bit easier for everyone to know what we're talking about here. Oh, what did I do? Oh, there we go. Right. So, yeah, it was a white guy. And apparently witnesses said that they could see him sort of lurking ahead of the attack. 32-year-old man has appeared in court charged with the attempted murder of an 11-year-old girl, was stabbed in London Leicester Square on Monday. Lone Pintaru, a Romanian national with no fixed address, is also charged with possession of a bladed article. Oh my God. Oh man, this is not going to end well. A Romanian national with no fixed address. I mean, what does that sound like to people in the side chat? The prosecutor told the court that Mr. Pintaru allegedly placed the girl in a headlock and stabbed her 8 times. What the f- He was taken to hospital with serious injuries. Westminster Magistrates Court remanded Mr. Pintaru in custody. He's due to appear in the Old Bailey in September. Oh my God. The court that heard Mr. Pintaru allegedly approached the two tourists. Oh God. The girl and the mother in Leicester Square about 11:30. The girl sustained injuries to her face, shoulder and neck and wrist during the attack. The court was told, oh my God, little 11-year-old girl. Tourists as well. So you're on holiday with your mum and then someone just decides to stab you. She remains in hospital and is likely to go undergo plastic surgery as a result of her injuries, the court heard. Mr. Pintaru only spoke via an interpreter to confirm his name, date of birth, and that he had no fixed address. Wow. I mean, what are you meant to do with that? Like, what's the reaction meant to be at this? Because I don't know what's going on here. Like, in the UK, I don't know what is going on right now. Like, it's always a bit spicy, but that's the ninth child in 2 attacks in the last month. Like, I'll tell you what, Carol, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But I just don't get it. So anyway, let's check in with our good old friend, the UK Riots. Let's see where we're at. Oh, wow. Okay, great. Now, apparently, we are charging children with crimes here. What is this? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, you can't be saying stuff like that. Yeah, see, there is some laws in this country that I've discovered. And I'm pretty sure, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm planning on doing a more put together live stream on this. But I'm sure an old man was charged with making posts online that caused somebody anxiety. How do you prove that something causes you anxiety? Which, it just kind of baffles me. Rajasthan, that sounds like my kind of place, I'm not going to lie. Rajasthan, sign me up. What the freaking hell are you talking about? 5 women and 1 man died while the injured included an... What the hell? Happens here too, Ron. Yeah, oh, it does. I'm sure it does. Why is Sean advertised as being the presenter and it's always you get your own channel? I work here, love. I don't think it says that Sean is doing this show anywhere, if I'm being honest. I do the Daily Show, I do the Friday Show, I do the Tuesday Show, I do the Thursday Show. So yeah, you'll find Sean's email if you want to get in touch with him. Feel free to do so. But if not, please feel free to enjoy your day. Enjoy your day. So again, this has all happened off the back of the election. I'm not saying it's got anything to do with the election, but the timelines all add up. And there's been a lot that's gone on within the UK. We know this since the Southport stabbings and everything that went on there. Which, by the way, why is there nothing new going on about this? Like, why is everything just seems to just be in the news for a day or a week and then just nothing? I mean, that's the way I feel. I feel it was the same with the Trump assassination. Oh, thanks. Yeah, Sean's wrong. That's exactly it. That's exactly it, mate. They're trying to bury it. I'm just reading your guys' chat. I'm not frozen on screen or anything. 10 days ago is the last time we seen something in the news. Oh, wait, nobody can see what you're looking at, mate. There we go. Like, 10 days, 6 days, 11 days. First of all, I mean, that's it. Like, what? Like, and again, why are we just seeing kid pictures of this little kid? It's just, I'm really getting concerned now with if things don't escalate and we don't see some sort of change from within the government, them listening to the people, all the rest of it, and them just not doing effectively a carbon copy of what they used to do in the 70s and 80s when they were trying to outlaw street violence. We're just going to get buried further. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. I just don't understand. If you guys haven't already as well, please make sure you guys like and share. That would mean the world to me. 1 second. All right, sweet. Yeah, so we've got a lot to get through today, so just bear with me. I mean, even the Prime Minister, right? Oh, God, I've done it again. Oh, God, I've all the bloody things to pick. Sorry, I'm not on the ball today, people. It was a long night last night. So just bear with me. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. So, I mean, what? Girl 13 pleads guilty to violent disorder in Aldershot unrest. I mean, fair dues. If you're throwing lit arrows at the police, fair dues. Okay, 13-year-old being involved in violent disorder is distressing, says protester. We've just heard from the senior Crown Prosecutor, Thomas Power, who's been reacting to the news that a 13-year-old girl pleaded guilty to violent disorder at a protest in Aldershot. This alarming incident will have caused genuine fear amongst people who are being targeted by these thugs. What? And it's particularly... What? And it's particularly distressing to learn that such a young girl participated in such a violent disorder. Large-scale public unrest is never acceptable, and the Crown Prosecution Service will not tolerate and will respond swiftly and robustly to uphold the law and order. That is mad. I mean, 13 years old. I mean, violent disorder is violent disorder, I guess, but wild. It really, really is. Yeah, that, is this the one that was in Rotherham? Yeah, this, we all seen the footage of this. Hang on a second, is that you, Ains? No. I mean, that was wild. And it was almost like, again, this was one of those bits of footage where you kind of felt like there was under policing or incompetent policing. Because they knew for a fact that this hotel here was going to be targeted. And for the police to just stand against the wall, it just doesn't make any sense. It seems to be so varied on how the policings went. I'll tell you something that's even scarier. I'm going to play a little bit of a video from our little bare knuckle boxer called Danny Christie. Because this is nuts to hear. So we'll play it after we've watched this little bit of footage through again. So this is the incident they're talking about. This was pretty severe, right? But like, was anyone attacked in the hotel? Was the hotel set on fire, or was it mainly just grabbing ammunition and trashing the place? I'd quite like to know, because I think that's going to be quite a telling factor in the intentions of the people that were breaking into the hotel. So many tracksuits, man. So many tracksuits. Right, listen to this. This is crazy.
You know, it's just an opinion. I think he's jumped on this because it's got traction.
Okay, he's talking about a guy called Decca Heggie here who got arrested for racially being a racial person.
I don't think he's passionate about anything except himself. You know, I don't think there's any, you know, real drive behind what he's doing apart from himself and his own pockets. You know, the content that is stolen from really well on his channel, you know, people have got onto it, obviously. I've got a catch up this morning. I was watching it for half an hour or more, painful as it was, but I needed to know where he crossed the line, and crossed the line he did. But I wanted to know what exactly had been said and what all this
Okay, so I'm trying to find the part of this where he makes comment about what was going on with the preemptive government orders for the riots, right? So just bear with me.
This was about this content. You know, the content is not his. You know, Tommy's not exactly going to go down that road in this. You know, he won't breathe his name. You know, Tommy can't stand it. Anyways, I'm urging everybody to watch what they're saying online. You need to be very careful about speaking your mind.
Yeah.
Because if what's on your mind is verbalized, and that verbalization crosses the line or doesn't fit the criteria of what the establishment want to hear, chances are you'll be arrested.
Yeah.
Can't speak your mind, right? Be very careful about what you're saying. This is a matter of time. The more violent we are, the more we're going to do their job for them. We're going
All right, hang on a second. So, the key notes to remember from this is that there's now individuals like Danny speaking out about the fact that he's concerned about free speech online, but that's not the most scary thing he says, so just bear with me.
I refuse to have anything to do with it, but I heard all about it. It's meant to be going off in Portuguese. It never happened. Now, the armed force...
Right, here we go. So it is the beginning. So I'm just going to play this through. Now, just listen to this, people. Put down your cup of tea, put down your smoke, and pay attention, because what?
My brothers and sisters, hope everybody's well. Love, light, and blessings to you all. Just a quick video. There was meant to be a riot in Carlisle last night. I refused to have anything to do with it, but heard all about it. It was meant to be going off in Botchergate. It never happened. Now, the armed forces were waiting in Bitts Park, which is an enormous park just off the town centre. The army were waiting there.
What, mate? Sorry?
Back just off the town centre. The army were waiting.
The army were called out in Carlisle as a preemptive force against a riot that was meant to take place. The army. Since when do the army police the people of this country? I'm really taken aback at this, right? Like, listen, I'll be honest with you, Anne. Danny's got zero reason to lie. I don't know Danny personally. I've spoken to him a couple of times over Facebook, but I know who Danny is. So he's not like a spook or anything like that, if I'm being honest. Go and check out his channel, though. He is the current BKFC lightweight bare knuckle boxing champion of the UK, and fights on the BKFC pay-per-views quite regularly. But for him to just be coming out and saying the military were there, like, that is a complete game changer as far as what is going on in this official narrative is. Because if we are now going to be seeing the military rolling out in places that aren't getting covered, what does that mean? Because we've got martial law. For those who don't know, martial law can be declared for example, a mass, like if there's a huge big civil war, we all turn on the government. The government can declare martial law, and it completely, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why martial law could happen as well. Foreign threats, World War III, all that kind of stuff. But if that happens, your rights as they are now are completely different. Like, you don't have the right to your home anymore. You don't have the right to a lot of things under the rule of martial law. Now, you kind of know where you stand in that situation. But if the military are just going to start waiting for protesters, right? Or rioters, or whatever side of the coin you're on, where does that officially land from an admin point of view? Like, what's on the paperwork? Do you see what I'm saying? Now, it could have been military police. I'm hoping it was military police, because there has been a lot of unification of forces. The transport police, the something else police, all the kind of police forces have been coming together to deal with all of this. So it could have been military police. But the military police, I don't know. If seeing a bunch of military police, would you say it was the army? Because they would have a big MP on their badge, on their uniform. I mean, it's fucking big. Like, it's like an arm thing with MP, military police. But it's nuts. So I'm going to see if we can get anybody else from Carlisle to just sort of clarify the situation. Mad. Absolutely mad. And it would be interesting to see what updates we can get from this. Hang on one second, everybody. Excuse me one second, everybody. I forgot to send my mother the link. That is heresy. Heresy. To forget about my poor mother. Here. There we go. And shared. So, yeah, again, with Danny just sort of backing up the fact that people are getting arrested for their social media opinions. Like, what you put out there online is now going to be held, you're going to be held accountable under a court of law with a lot of this. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for free speech, but But I'm not for the dangerous spreading of hate. But at the same time, when we start messing around with free speech, okay, it becomes messy. Because as much as I support everyone's right to say what they want, and as much as I talk about people shouldn't be spreading hate, when we start messing with free speech, things become incredibly vague on what interprets something. And it can be a very slippery slope when we start redefining free speech and allowing police, the government, judges, their interpretation of that vague law or that vague terminology. It can certainly be used and be weaponized against people, especially in a situation like this. What else we got here? I apologize about the flickering lights. I apologize that I'm looking down as well. But it is what it is today, people. I'm going to buy a little computer desk for having here. See, do you know what's really weird about Dan's mum's house, right? Is the whole ground floor is like normal internet, okay? You're in the ground floor, internet good. The minute you go upstairs, it's like going back to the early 90s dial-up. A sigh up. Now it's, look, white man stabbed 11-year-old migrant to the rescue. You know, he's probably not a migrant, bro. He sounds like he was from India or Pakistan, or his family were from India or Pakistan. And, you know, there's a good chance that he's just a British citizen, if I'm being honest with you. But it was a Romanian guy who stabbed a little girl, right? A Romanian immigrant with no fixed address. So, need a Wi-Fi booster, yes. Do you know, it's sad that we're all sort of worrying about having to self-censor. I think it's more about, for a lot of people, it's more just about taking a breath and wording things in a way that are smarter, so that when the words come out your mouth, they come out in a way that protects you from them being weaponized. It's crazy. Also, just while we're reaching this point of the show, we are live again at 8:30 tonight, or 8 o'clock tonight, with the second part of our McCann Theories series. So this tonight, I'm wanting to delve into all the theories that involve the car, okay? The supposed cadaver dogs, all the ways that if it was an accident, Maddie was alive, if she wasn't, transport, whatever. Right? We're going to delve into all of that tonight. And yeah, it's 100% how you say things, because you can be quite a schmarmy schmarmerson without people necessarily, when people have to stop and think about what it is you've said, rather than just reacting to what you said, it has a better wash and impact, I think. But yeah. Yeah, yeah. So tonight, 8:30, we will be live again. Now, before we move on from all the stabbing horrors that have been going on, I just want to double check a couple of things. Thursday is going to be a mega night. So Thursday, we've got Julia's coming back with an ex-UK policeman with all new evidence for the Madeleine McCann case. And when I say, when Julia phoned me and told me what she's had in her hand, it just blew my mind. And it's nothing anyone's heard before. It's not a part of Julia's story. This is all brand new, 100% brand new evidence, documents, whatever you want to call it, that are being brought to her attention by an ex-UK policeman. And that is the rain on hardcore. Damn. All right. So, another thing I quite like to talk about because it's freaking hilarious. And I imagine some of you have seen this. But did anybody see Joe Rogan's new his new stand-up on Netflix, where he goes in on Harry? It was honestly, it was too good. I remember I was sitting watching it with Dan. She'd never seen any Joe Rogan stand-up, and I was like, "Listen, you have to see this." And I mean, he goes in hard on Harry over various things. I'm pretty sure it was about taking magic fungus with Prince Harry. Let's find the clip. I imagine we'll get claimed. But let's bring up some of the Rogan picture at least. Hang on. I know better than to just click straight away on images on Google Images. Doesn't matter what you type in. All right. There we go. So, oh my God, just work. There we go. All right. So, yeah, apparently Meghan wasn't too pleased that Harry was the butt of one of Joe Rogan's jokes. I mean, I thought it was quite a funny bit. I don't know if you guys have all seen it, but it was too good. Too good. And, you know, Joe did say, you know, Harry, if the occasion ever was to arise, he'll take twice as many as you take and let the journey begin. Joe Rogan said that celebrities who start podcasts can't keep up. They bail, you know, like the Meghan Markles during his Spotify show. The UFC commentator joined by comedian Neil. Is this not over? Wait a minute. This has to be over this. Is Meghan upset because he took the mickey out of her podcast? Joe Rogan said that celebrities who start podcasts can't keep up. They bail, you know, like the Meghan Markles during his Spotify show. The UFC commentator joined by comedian Neil Brennan on the Joe Rogan Experience. And oh my God, so this is not, I thought this was about something completely different. I've been talking about celebrity podcasts that do not work involving stars who cannot let their real personalities come out. Meghan's podcast Archetypes dropped around a year and a half ago in the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Then the Spotify deal announced that it's on its 10th episode, which aired on Tuesday. Joe Rogan said, listen, when is this from? This is not what I'm looking for. This is not what we're looking for. Here we go. Aha. I was very confused there. All right. That was 2 years ago. We're on the wrong article. Boink. All right. This makes more sense now. Joe Rogan mocks Prince Harry in brutal Netflix comedy special. He was talking, you know, about me. Oh my God. Oh, right. Give me a second, everybody. I'm going to rage quit in a minute. I can feel it. All right, let's try this one. All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Right. I do not know where the ad blocker is on this. So you just need, we'll have one more attempt at this, and if I cannot get one without an ad blocker, I'll set up a new browser for tomorrow. Yeah, Aussie women, I'm telling you. All right, the mirror is usually fine. Oh, God. All right. Prince Harry brutally slammed as Joe Rogan launches blistering attack against Laura. I mean, it wasn't a blistering attack. It was freaking hilarious. Prince Harry has been brutally slammed by comedian Joe Rogan in a savage takedown. Wasn't a savage takedown. It was a comedy bit on a comedy sketch in a comedy show. Podcaster him even going far to mimic his accent on stage. The special with Joe Rogan Burn the Boats was broadcast live on August 1st on from Majestic's here in San Antonio, Texas, and on this occasion, the comedian marking the first time performance on a live audience in 6 years. Throughout the 77-minute show, Joel cracked jokes about a range of topics, including COVID vaccinations, transgender community. I mean, those are pretty, I mean, that's a pretty brutal way of just trying to cause a lot of problems. Do you know what I mean? He talked about a lot more than that. Community and nobility. Prince Harry is 39. I got cancelled so often during COVID that sometimes I would find out by accident. Are we back? I don't know what the hell just happened. Apologies, everybody. Let me know if I'm back. We should be back. Yeah, we're back. All right. Okay. He recounted a humorous tale. This is a true story. One time I just woke up. I'm in my underwear and I plop down and turn on the TV. Prince Harry's talking shit about me. I'm like, I just woke up feeling exposed, he joked. I'm vulnerable in my underwear and there's the prince on TV talking about me. He had mimicked the prince saying, he's like, Joe Rogan is giving out dangerous vaccine misinformation. And my first thought was, you know, F did I? I remember that. You need to go and watch the special. It's a banger. Rogan's story referred to the incident where Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, age 43, reportedly raised concern with Spotify over alleged COVID misinformation being spread by Rogan's podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. The New Jersey-born UFC commentator didn't hold back as he continued to mock Prince Harry during the Burn Boats podcast. During his Burn the Boats podcast. No, that was the Burn the Boats was a stand-up live comedy show. He humorously pondered, could you imagine doing mushrooms with Prince Harry? You imagine you could trick that guy into doing the fungus with you. And again, it was funny. It was funny. Have any of you seen this? Put a one in the side chat if you've seen this. It's honestly worth seeing. If some of you don't have Netflix, I imagine you'll be able to pursue other avenues in which to see it. But it was so good. It was so, so good. So I highly recommend. Also, if you've never seen any of Joe Rogan's comedy, go right back to the beginning. All right, go back to his early stuff and watch it through, because yeah, it's good to see people who don't let comedy die based off of woke toxicity and being afraid to say some things. It's a joke. Relax. I think people think, right, that them not being offended, it's like a human right or something. It's not. Well, apparently now in the UK it's a law, but a human right certainly not. Nah, you've not got it. Yeah, nah. We'll maybe figure something out for everyone that's not got it, because it is so worth it. Yeah, nah. I don't want to go woke or give me another option. Going woke and then going broke. I need more options. That's nah. You just don't vibe with Rogan's comedy. It's stupid, stupid comedy. Like, don't get me wrong. This isn't like some top tier, like highly educated comedy. This is like dude who's maybe been a little bit, doing a bit of the old. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fairly low intelligence comedy, but it's. I just love it so much. Yeah, the orange shirt. Yeah, I'll give you that one. I do like him, though. I do like him. But again, hey, we can all like different things and still all be here and enjoy life. Okay? Doesn't mean we all have to turn on each other and start burning the world. It's okay. Believe it or not, it's okay. Right, bear with me a second. I'm It will be a tighter, shorter show today as well. The bandwidth is obviously an issue. I need to go and get that sorted out. And I need to get some things caught up on from yesterday for Sean. And then we've got the show tonight. And I need to double check with Wedger that he's not traveling all around the place again. So I would hate to disappoint all you viewers and it just be me again, you know. Heaven forbids. Heaven forbids. But like, let me know your thoughts on what's going on in the UK, right? Let me know. I love Katie Hopkins. She's hilarious. The interview with Elon was good. Have you all seen that, like, Trump was hanging about with some streamers the other day? I don't know what is going on with this world, right? Like, did I imagine this? What? So, this is weird. I don't know what is going on, but I know that Kai Sennett, another streamer, took to his live stream to expose the fact that a lot of the, like, Donald Trump was looking to stream with streamers. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Celebrity endorsement, right? But this is just a different area of celebrity. Okay, this is definitely them trying a new demographic vote capture. Does that make sense? Like, and when you think about it from an outside perspective, you've got these streamers that primarily do a lot of gambling streams. So from the outside looking in, you would think, oh, well, then they're going to have a large adult audience, right? Often ain't the case. Aiden Ross explains why he has to take back the gift from Donald Trump, but added that he is now going to give the Rolex to former president's youngest son. Right, hang on a second. Aiden Ross has come under fire for gifting Donald Trump a Rolex, raising questions about the potential Federal Election Commission rule violations. What? Kickstarter Aiden Ross has come under fire for gifting former President Trump a Rolex, raising questions about the political rule violations in order to escape the criticism. Ross clarified that he would take back the gift. This comes after the internet stars like Hassan Abi blasted Ross, saying it was against the law for a presidential candidate to accept gifts. Fair enough, yeah. Aiden Ross clapped back at Hassan for the remarks, claiming he has some major issues. I swear to God, Hassan Abi, you have actual issues. You have real issues. I mean, that is probably the most low IQ. When have you ever seen a quote like that in the papers, man? Streamers, it's. I swear to God, these kick streamers, right? It blows my mind how many multi-millionaires that are just dumbasses. I mean, fair play to the success of it all, but man, oh man. He went on to explain why he was taking the gift back from Trump, and he added he is now going to give the Rolex to former president's youngest son, Baron Trump. Chat, I've just got to clarify. I have to take the Rolex back. There was a presidential Rolex that I had given to President Trump. I had to take it back, and I'm just going to give it to Baron Trump instead. I mean, here we go.
Leadership, bro. I'm going to tell y'all that, like, from the ground up, we're going to react to everything. Hassan, bro, you really got issues, bro. I swear to God, Hassan Abi.
This is the guy that Trump, just like, and don't get me wrong, if you don't know who Aiden Ross is, he's probably in the top 5 or 6 biggest stream, kick, and Twitch platform streamers in the world. And we're not talking small fry. We're talking, this is the guy. This is the face of fame right here.
You have actual issues. All right, you got some real issues. So chat, I have to just clarify. I have to take that Rolex back. There's a presidential Rolex that I gave President Trump. I have to take it back. And I'm just going to give it to Baron Trump. All right. So Hassan, you're right, bro. All right. I'm not giving it to President Trump anymore. We are giving it to Baron. Okay. Baron.
I mean, clearly just a way around the whole situation. I mean, it's obvious to everyone. I mean, that's just a workaround. But again, it's just wild. It's wild that we're now seeing candidates, former presidents, those running for office, turning to what can only be described as a new demographic grab. Now, I'm all for it, man. Like, I'm all for finally the streamer world being recognized for its audience grab. You know, there's streamers out there that have a higher audience retention and higher audience interaction than places like, what the hell was the big company that made like The Walking Dead and in Game of Thrones, that big American one? Like, their videos will pull in bigger numbers than the first episode of a new series of Walking Dead in its heyday. You know, we need to, it's wild. It really, really is. Yeah, you never. And listen, it's all right that you've never heard of him. Do you see what I mean? It's, you might be totally involved in YouTube culture and what is happening right now, which is a stream, and you're hearing me talking about streaming culture. This is not streaming culture, okay? This is, there's a lot that you need to learn about the madness that goes on Kick and some of the more out there streams. But when I say that these creators are tens of millions of followers, tens of millions of dollars, it's wild. It's extreme. It's out there. A lot of it's incredibly cringe. But we can't take from these guys what it is they've carved out for themselves. It really is. But Aidan Ross, what a Goomba. What a Goomba. Spielberg, that's a story for another day. I do believe Spielberg and I will have our moment. Make sure you guys can like and subscribe for me as well. Hang on a second. Yeah, Trump's awesome. Yeah, no, I wasn't criticizing Trump. It's just, we've never seen this. You know what we've seen? What we've seen, plenty of streamers contact the presidents. We've seen plenty of streamers try and do what's happened here, right? But we've never seen when the candidates or the presidents have reached out themselves, and they're starting to really realize how wide an audience these people have. And it's exciting because it's only going to lead to more train wrecks. You got to love the train wrecks. Kick is a streaming platform, right? Get this. Try and fathom this. So there was a Twitch streamer. I think his name was Trainwrex. And he was offered, wait for it, roughly, I think it was just under $400 million, right, from a gambling website for him to just gamble on his Twitch stream, okay? So he took the $400 million, worked to the end of his contract. As soon as he got to the end of his contract, cashed in, and then built a new streaming platform with that money. Approached all of the gambling people that were doing sponsorships with him, exclusive deals. And then he went after the biggest names in streaming. XQX, which is an Irish streamer, he was given a $50 million contract just to stream on Kick, non-exclusively. So he could still stream wherever he wanted, just to put the money in perspective for people. We're talking $50 million contract, $75 million, $80, $90. It's serious money. And this is when the contract is, here's $80 million, come and stream on my platform for a couple hours a day, but you can stream anywhere else you want. There's no one else doing those contracts. Like Mr. Dr. Disrespect's contract with Twitch for $50 million was an exclusive contract. Now, there has been some very interesting developments in the world of Dr. Disrespect. And I think it's important that we talk about it. Now, Dr. Disrespect, one of the greatest streamers for gaming that this humble planet has ever seen, was really the first person to take a character and make something from it that was so entertaining, and it just went. I mean, the guy's like 6 foot like 10 or something. He's huge. Two-time online gaming champion from the 90s, and he very much lives in like a superhero from the 80s vibe. Now, he lost his $50 million Twitch contract, okay, but they still paid him out on the contract. And this was about 4 or 5 years ago, and no one knew why he'd been fired from Twitch. Now, there was speculation, all the rest of it. He came to YouTube. I remember standing in a field, right? I remember standing in a field camping with the Ouija brothers on a ghost hunt, and we stopped what we were doing to watch Dr. Disrespect's first stream back on YouTube. Now, he was outed by a former Twitch member of staff as apparently having conversations with a minor. Now, the doc never really went into too much detail, but he did say that the situation was investigated. No crimes were found to have been committed. No crimes. And there was no charges brought. Then he did a post on Twitter that said, I was talking to someone who turned out to be a minor. Sometimes the conversation steered to the side of inappropriate. And that was the last we heard from him. And that was his last post on social media. Since then, everyone has sort of distanced themselves, cut Doc out, and are being like, nah, if you knew it was a minor and it was swaying on the side of inappropriate, we can't have anything to do with you. Now, one thing we all forgot is this is a doc, right? So on Twitter, he made a post a few days ago. If I can figure out how goddamn Twitter works. Where is it? There it is. So he made this post, okay, which is, he's playing chess, we're playing checkers, as the saying goes. Now, people, he was cancelled. Oh, he was cancelled hard. But he was cancelled hard based off of his own tweet, okay? No evidence has been shown. There's nothing. There is just Doc saying, minor conversations lean sometimes into the inappropriate. Now, here's where things get a bit wild. So this was posted on the 31st of July, right? So about 13 or 14 days ago. But before that, there was nothing. Nothing from the dog. Then we got this Twitter banner update. Now, what we have here is we have the tweet that the doc made. The tweet that Doc made about the miner that was what he got cancelled for, his own tweet, on a fishing hook, on a boy. All right, the Dr. Disrespect branded boy up there because the tweet was bait. Okay, now, what the hell does that mean? When have we ever seen someone be accused of this stuff and then play a game with the internet? Okay, now, the mindset that it takes to do this, I completely understand. Is this not age-gated? I don't think that's how it's played. I don't know what you're talking about, mate. Have we got some waffle going on in the side chat here? Oh, he did get shot at. Yeah, sorry, I'm reading all your stuff backwards. Yeah, he did get shot at, man. Like, someone shot through his windows. So, now we've got this image, and you got to understand, when Doc got banned from Twitch, the first thing he done was release two songs about it. So I think we're going to see something massive. I think we're going to see, very possibly, that the rumors, alleged rumors, that Twitch sent one of their staff to pretend to be someone underage, right? And again, even if it was a member of Twitch staff, And they handed those chat logs over to the police. As we know, with multiple busts in the UK and the US, if you thought you were talking to a minor and you break the law, breaky, breaky law, time to go to jelly whale. No, I thought you were talking about something else, Eric, if I'm being honest with you, mate. Just ignore me, bro. So... there's a big difference between being a predator, right, and a dumbass, or locker room talk and actual world talk, if that makes sense, right? So if the conversations were so far away from being something that could be a crime, even something that you could get a warning over, right? And you know that there was a morale clause in that contract that you signed with Twitch, but Twitch had to pay out the 50 million, okay? So, in my experience, if the police get handed evidence that you have got involvement with a minor, they seize tech, it's a serious investigation. There was nothing found to have done to have been of a criminal manner. And Twitch had to pay out the 50 million. So what's going to get dropped? Let me know what you think in the side chat, because it's a bit bonkers. The fact that we've got somebody playing with the internet on a subject like this, I think we might be getting our first lesson in... how to handle the internet if the internet comes for you and you're smart enough to keep receipts. Hang on a minute. I imagine it's going to get us copyrighted, so we'll just put the video up. We'll just play the silhouette-iness. And again, to me, massive news. To a lot of you, you probably have never heard of Dr. Disrespect. You don't know what's going on. But again, from a personality, an internet personality, from a fame point of view, he is one of the OGs and the current top dogs for game streaming in the world. And when all of this came out, it was a shock because, you know, everybody's giving him the benefit of the doubt until we see receipts. And then it was his own words that got him cancelled, if you will. And if it turns out all of that was bait and we're about to get an info dump, whether it be screenshots, whether it be stuff from his lawyer or whatever, I think that is going to be a massive day when we find out exactly what is going on. So yeah, no hate. Be listening, whatever. I have no clue what's going on. We were just talking about Dr. Disrespect. He's a huge gamer, like a huge streamer here on YouTube now. Originally on Twitch, and the case, like I say, it's huge. I've covered it multiple times, a couple of times on the Daily Show, and I think we've spoken about it over on my channel as well. But it's one to keep an eye on. But listen, people, we're hitting that hour, and sadly, people need to get into use the kitchen. How much better is it without the tufts and an actual trimmed beard? It's freaking awesome. We'll be back tonight. I do believe it's 8 o'clock. It might be 8:30, but I think it's 8 o'clock. Yes, it is very cool. It is very cool. Guess who's back? I don't know, Jane. But I'm glad you're all here. And thank you all for being here. Sorry it was in the kitchen again today, guys. It's a bit thrown together again. But once I get a little table for here, I'll be able to sit and actually do notes a lot better. So yeah, but listen, love you all. Thank you all for being here. I appreciate all of you that come and hang out with me on these streams. And we'll be back tonight. And yeah, make sure you like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one, people. Oh, hang on. I'll do a quick recap. Of the Dr. Disrespect stuff. Agent Orange. I did do a wee recap of it at the start. You may need to just sort of scroll back a little bit. This is Dan's mum's house. we're at Dan's mum's house. So I'll be honest with you. We are currently looking at a black cot, a whole Beetlejuice theme, a Nightmare Before Christmas theme. You will all have never seen anything like this. All right. Can you forward to Jeanette? Oh yeah. Yeah, good idea. That is exactly what we shall do. We shall set that up right now. One second. Customize. There we go. Redirect to this one. All right. So at the end of this, you should all be shot over to tonight. Yes. Yes, you will be. All right. So as long as you stay on this screen, guys, when I end this live stream, you'll just be shunted over to the new, well, to the next stream. All right. Thank you. Congratulations to me and Dan. Thank you. Yes. Baby girl, gender reveal last night. The live stream for that is also on the channel. Go and check that out from last night. You will never hear a more excited grandmother in your life than Dan's mum. It was a mad one. So listen, thank you all. Like, subscribe, comment. See you in the next one. Love you guys.